Jamestown mayor encourages positivity regarding road diet. USDA Farmers to Families Food Box returns to Jamestown. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Jamestown Mayor Dwayne Heinrich is encouraging residents to remain positive as work began Monday on a portion of the road diet along First Avenue. The project will include pavement markings and sign installation. The new markings will help shift traffic flow through downtown Jamestown from four lanes to two lanes with an addition of a center turning lane.
So now the long-awaited conversion of First Avenue from four lane to three lane is underway. Whether one is in favor of that project or not in favor of it, fact is that it's going to become a reality, and I think it's a great thing that this is taking place at this time so that people will have at least some time before winter sets in.
Mayor Heinrich added he understands the change will be difficult, but encouraged motorists and pedestrians to remain positive throughout the project. You can read more at newsdakota.com. The Great Plains Food Bank has been distributing food entering its service area through the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farmers to Families Food Box program. Created by the USDA, the program is part of the federal government's Families First Coronavirus Response Act as a way to support farmers struggling with surplus food products, as well as regional and local food distributors and families.
Seeking food assistance is difficult enough as it is. We try and make it as simple as possible, and all you need to do is show up. There's no income requirements. There's no location information. There's no income requirements, and it operates, you know, with COVID going on, it operates as a truck-to-trunk format.
That's Great Plains Food Bank Communications Manager Jared Slindy. The Farmers to Family Food Box program returns to Jamestown today from 4 to 5:30 p.m. at the Civic Center parking lot. And Williston State College President John Miller says he's retiring at the end of the school year. Miller started as the Vice President for Academic Affairs in 2015. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.